Oh, it's you. Hi. Come in. What? I'm just not feeling so well. Yeah, ever since we met last time. What? A present for me? You shouldn't have. No. What is this? Oh my God. You were at the sex shop? This is for us to use. Can you explain? Whatever gave you that impression? Okay. I'm sorry. First of all, thank you for the present. It's nice of you to give me something. Secondly, it's more a present for you than me, isn't it? You just realized that too, huh? Thirdly, I did see your face when you thought I would make you wear one of these. You were thoroughly weirded out by the idea. How come you're giving one to me now? To use on you, I presume? Oh, so you thought you got into everything else I tried with you, and it all felt so good. So why not this? Fucking hell. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. This just magnifies exactly one of the things that made me feel so uneasy right now. Listen, this is all new to you and awesome, and that's great, but not everything will be for you. And that's okay. And I'm not here to pressure you into something that you, on a visceral level, don't want to do. God, how could you think such a thing? So we're not doing that. But it's not my job to tell you when you don't want to do a thing. That's your responsibility. I must really, really be able to rely on you there. Understood? You can't just agree to everything because I say so. If you just really don't want to do something, say so, please, please. Good. You been with any other people trying out kinky stuff since we met? Okay. Good. Don't. For now, at least. I'm not the jealous type, and when you have needs I can't meet, I don't want you to hold back, but like in any scene and with any hobby, there are a lot of shady people. There are people that specifically prey on people who are new, like you. You know, those who don't know the rules of the whole game yet. People who just comply to belong or because they think they have to, whether they want to or not. Overly enthusiastic people that have never been burned and are a bit naive. Again, people like you. So please tell me if you want to start that sort of relations with other people, okay? Well, that's reassuring. But if you want to in the future, just tell me. I will not be mad. It's okay. What you're experiencing right now is pretty common in BDSM. It's called a sub frenzy. Oh, you poor baby. You are the sub cupcake. I thought you read up on what we're doing. What did you think you were? Just normal, huh? You know, normal's kind of a fucked up term, but that's a topic for another day. A submissive, yeah. That's right. And you are new, and it feels incredibly good to you to submit to someone. Only to me? Well, I'm flattered, but it feels good to submit. Your body pumps out happy hormones when we play, and when you did good, or when you did bad, and were punished in a way you don't dare to admit you like. And afterwards, to a degree, you really feel you need those after some time. So some new people tend to go overboard with it. They try to take part in as many BDSM activities that they can to experience more of the high. And sometimes they don't say their safe word when they should, or do stuff, or have stuff done to them that they later regret. Like letting themselves wear one of those things you bought me, even though they hate the idea of it. Or do stuff with people they shouldn't trust. Or put everything else aside and ruin their lives for it. It can also be dangerous to your health if you don't know your limits. And obviously, I don't want that for you. There's nothing to be sorry about. It's good we caught it before you or I do something we'll both regret. But you really scared me there. You're my, you're mine. So I'll keep you present as a reminder to not go overboard with stuff. I feel bad now for letting you talk me into that pegging last time. You probably didn't even really want to try that. Oh, you did? No bad feelings about it? I'm glad. If that's true, listen, whenever there is a moment in the future where you feel like push your boundaries too hard, I want you to really use your safe word. It's okay. I won't be disappointed. In fact, I will be disappointed if you don't use it when you should. And I will have to reevaluate things. Maybe we even would have to stop doing this. So I want you to rather say it once too often than not use it enough. Hey, look me in the eyes. Can you do that? Good. No, I still feel bad. No, it isn't you. It's about last time. Kind of bummed me out the next day thinking about it. Well, of course I had fun. You hurt me? How could you have? Again, it wasn't you. Can we just sit on the couch together and cuddle a bit? Thanks. You're the best. I'm sorry I'm not, you know, in the space right now. But I can't always be the... You know I always have to be on top of the situation. The planning is fun, and it's fun to decide how to do everything. To shame, and shock you into bliss at the end of the evening, but I can't just let go. I have to take care that you aren't going to get hurt. I meant emotionally, Dingus. Not that I couldn't seriously hurt you physically if I wanted. Underestimate me at your own peril. Sorry, but I could. I don't want to, though. And I don't want to hurt you emotionally, either. Well... At least not to lasting effect. If you're a dom, this is always a tight walk. You're almost required to read minds. Lucky for me, your face is an open book. Most of the time. Are you kidding? It's your most adorable feature. You know what? Lean your head down. Don't get used to it. And protect your boundaries, seriously. Because I don't want to... So, it's like this. After last time, it hit me that I went into a relationship to purposefully trick and hurt you. And now I feel bad about it, basically. And I'm doubting if you... Well, the first time we were intimate together, did I pressure you at all into the kink? Was that okay? Did I drag you into this? And the cheer uniform, was that over the line? It was really mean of me to bait you like that. That's true. Would you have said something if it went over the line? I'm glad. When it was that I was thinking about hurting you, like, for real? Well, let me think. All during the initial tutoring. You were such an ass at first. Oh, I fell for your puppy dog eyes. I was genuinely trying to help you. And you ask if, oh, my roommate is Wednesday Adams. Yeah, now I get you were just trying to be funny, you annoying goofball, but I've heard all the jokes before. I really wanted to squish you then and there. Not my brightest moment. I know, right? I did hide it pretty well, didn't I? Oh, it changed when you asked for my help at the football game. I thought, well, this poor little cub is as lost as I am. Of course not. The sex we had after the game wasn't meant to hurt you. I was still a bit miffed about you not thanking me for tutoring. I already forgave you, but I had to give you a bit of a lesson. I hope that wasn't too much. You seemed to enjoy it. Oh? Were your muscles sore from the foot ramp? Does your back seat hurt from holding me to your face and fucking me with your tongue? You know what? I already feel a bit better. Thank you. Oh, fuck. I really fell for you face first, didn't I? Yeah, I know you do. Oh, you still don't think I can hurt you, do you? Give me your arm. What do you say if I press this point on your bicep right here? Oh, nothing? Oh, well, then I can keep pressing it, can't I? What's wrong with your face? Oh, it looks like you're in pain. Has that something to do with little old me? It can't, can it? Oh, your biceps must be burning at this point. But I'm not pressing that hard yet. I could increase the pressure. How's that? Well, I hope I won't cause permanent damage. But after all, I'm just a small, weak woman and can't possibly... Oh, wow, you held out for a while there. I'll have to take notes that you are good with pain. You know, for later. Let me get my notebook. Unusually high pain tolerance! ! Winking smiley face. Heart eggplant. Yeah, you know, I think we're gonna be all right. And for next time, you're planning the evening. I'm serious. I'm gonna need a creative break. we went pretty deep last time. And I'm not just talking about your juicy ass. Yeah, do that. Try and dominate me. I'll be your bratty sub for the evening. I know I can do and enjoy that. But I'd be curious about how you would do your part. No pressure, though. Just do what comes naturally. Yes, you can plan the sexy stuff, but only things we did already. No, that's off the table. Listen, it's nothing to do with me not wanting to have your cock in my pussy in particular. It's about me not wanting to have that kind of sex at all right now. Full stop. I don't want to talk about it. I don't even want to think about it. Maybe in the future, maybe never. Don't wait for it. Stop insisting on it, please. You'll get off plenty, I promise, but not like that. Good. I can't wait to find out what you'll come up with for us. Probably the most vanilla shit possible. But it looks like you've got some ideas. You're getting really hard through those fucking sweatpants. Alright. I'm not in the mood to have sex. But maybe we can do something fun for you, okay? Here. Let me get up on your lap. There we go. Now I'm just gonna kinda... Yeah. I'm just gonna grind myself against you. And let you kind of feel my folds kind of around you. I guess it's easier when I'm wearing a skirt. You can get a little bit of that direct touching. You're too good to me. Okay. Fine. More kisses. I'm spoiling you today. Okay. Okay. Enough. Yeah, I'll pick it up a little bit. See? If we had used that thing, wouldn't have been nearly as enjoyable for either of us. Yeah, thanks for asking. You can grab my chest. That's a good boy. You've been so good lately. I love you so much. You're shaking. Oh my god. I'm gonna pick up the pace a little bit, okay? Yeah. Well, if you're gonna play with my tits, mind if I play with yours? There's a good boy. Oh, you'll like it when I rub your little chest. I guess it's not so little. Playing football at least got you some nice pecs. Oh, your eyes are rolling back. Are you okay? Oh my god. I'm sorry. Looks like you made a bit of a mess. Here, take those off. We can use my washer. Yeah, just throw them in. Well, now you have to stay for a bit. I want to fall asleep with you as my pillow. Yes, you can plan more kissing. Oh, you insufferable little brat.